The description below shows how you can convert a Raspberry Pi with a GSM modem to USB into a gateway for sending SMS via the web interface. The project was created using PHP and C#. The software that communicates with the modem is written in C#, and the web front-end in PHP. In addition, the system is equipped with a Postgres SQL database, which is used to store the history of sent SMSs. The GSM modem requires a SIM card. The cost of the card and the messages sent depends on the operator. Step 1. Required items. You only need two devices, Raspberry Pi and a USB GSM modem with an active network card. Step 2. Software requirements. Before we start struggling with the program on Raspberry Pi, we must install Apache 2, PHP, PHP PDO, PHP Postgres, Mono for C#. To install the Apache 2 packages in the console, type, then we initialize PHP. Immediately afterwards, the Postgres QL database and Mono. Step 3, GSM modem for USB and Raspberry Pi. First, connect the GSM modem to a free USB port and enter the lsusb command in the console. We should see our modem. For example, the serial port used by the modem will be described as /dev/tty/usb. So if we use the command, we will see a list of devices of this type. We can now test AT commands on our USB modem. To this end, we will install Minicom, which will allow us to send commands to it. In the terminal, enter. After installing the Minicom, we need to configure it. Enter the following command in the terminal. In the settings, we select Serial Port Setup, and if all configurations match, press OK. Step 4. Creating the database. Now we need to create a PostgreSQL database in which we will store information about sent SMSs. The table has the following fields: Field Name, Description, SMS ID, Message ID Number, Date Insert, Date the Entry Was Added, Date Send, Date of Sending the SMS, Number, Recipient's Phone Number, Message, Message Content, Date Error, If an Error Occurred, the Date It Occurred, Date Cancel, Field Informing About Cancellation of Sending an SMS, and it is defined as follows. Step 5. Form for Sending Text Messages. Before we can use the following script, we must configure the connection to the database server. The author of the design uses an external server, but there is no problem to host the database locally on the Raspberry Pi. We need to complete the following data in the script. The script itself is very simple. It contains a form for sending an SMS. Sent messages are saved in the SMS table described above. Step 6. Software for sending SMS. Software that supports GSM modem is written in C#. To be able to use programs created in this language under Linux, we must have Mono installed. First, we need to configure several constants with database login data in the program. The entire project in C# can be downloaded here. The project was compiled in Mono Develop under Windows and then copied to Raspberry. After compilation, we create an SMS cronb folder in the home folder and copy the following files from the project there: mono.security.dll, npgsb.dll, and smscron.exe. Then open the cron tab and add a single line entry there and save. Thanks to this, every minute, SMS cron will start and check, and the SMS table with new SMSs to be sent. The SMS gateway is ready source.